Hey, welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. How you doing? Hope you've been having a great week so far. Hope that you've been going, growing, and glowing as you continue to level up. Listen, we are already in the fourth month of the year. We were just talking the other day how time is flying, how time is just, it seems like it's not on our side, but if we manage it properly, of course, it's on our side. So today is a very important topic. And we're not going to be here all day long, so tune in, listen very closely, get your notepad out real quick, or your voice notes, whatever you got to do, because we're going to drop a couple nuggets that I hope will propel you to prepare for the rest of the year as you make it the best of your year. Let's pray. God, thank you for this time, this moment. Guide us, lead us, we ask. Amen. What is the real key to consistency? Now, this is something that I've been asking for 40 plus years, right? I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I've been asking myself for quite some time now. I mean, after I've gotten serious about life, serious about making some things happen in my life, I ask myself, what is the real secret, the real key to being consistent? And one of the things that's important, because we think about making consistency a habit. Now, some people have habits of being late all the time, right? They've made procrastination a habit. And for some of you, you're thinking to yourself, man, but it's not, it seems like it's more difficult to make consistency a habit than it is to make procrastination a habit. I think that being late, being lazy, procrastinating is a default setting for us because of the fact that if you read the Bible, because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, right? As the Bible says, a default setting for us is just to be lazy, is not to be on time, is to move at our own pace, is to be, check this out, is to be inconsistent. So I've been trying to find the key and the secret to being consistent. And I want to share with you what I've discovered so far. In fact, I wrote it down so I don't mess it up, right? Here it is. The real secret to consistency isn't about being perfect. It's about being persistent with imperfect action. Woo-hoo-hoo! Check it out. The key to consistency, the reason why you and I don't embrace consistency like we should, is because we think consistency equals perfect. That's where you're wrong, and that's where I've been wrong. Oftentimes when we hear the word, oh, be consistent. Make sure you make it a habit to be on time and to always show up. We think we got to show up with our makeup in the right place. We think we got to show up with our tie already, with our clothes from the dry cleaner. We think we got to show up and look perfect for everybody else. Well, I just told you that the definition that we've come up with today is that consistency is not about being perfect. It's about being persistent with imperfect action. It's about showing up when I'm not ready. Hear me out. It's about showing up when I don't feel like it. It's about showing up when the alarm clock goes off and I want to roll over and not go to the gym. It's about going to the gym. Ooh, check it out. Even when you don't feel like it, and here's the worst, even when you're still sore from yesterday. It's about being persistent with your imperfections. It's about making sure that, hey, I'll show up with my wrinkles, knowing that being consistent somehow will help my wrinkles fall out. Consistency has nothing to do with perfection. I'll say it again for the people in the nosebleed section. Consistency has, listen, divorce that idea. Divorce your mind from that idea. Because you are not perfect. I am not perfect. In fact, there was only one person that ever walked this earth that was perfect. That's not you, and that's not me. What you've got to do, what I've got to do, in order to get better, in order for me to work out the wrinkles, in order for me to address the imperfections, I got to show up imperfect. In order for me to get the proper help, listen, I cannot, listen, if you're going through a traumatic time in life, Let's say you've been going through some grief, maybe you lost a loved one.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is Endgame Economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Let's say you've gone through a divorce. You've lost that relationship, that marriage that you've been in for some years. Let's say you've lost a job, right? If you realize that you're going through this transition and you need therapy, you don't get yourself together before you go to therapy. You go to therapy so that they can help you get yourself together. Does it make sense, y'all? You don't say, oh, let me get my life together before I go see Dr. So-and-so. No, you go to Dr. So-and-so to help you get your junk together. The same thing happens when we try and when we approach this idea of being more consistent in our life. We don't wait until we are perfectly consistent. We show up with our inconsistent lives. We show up and say, hey, consistency, I'm here. Gym, I'm here. Job, I'm here. School, I'm here. I'm imperfect, but you're going to get this persistency out of my imperfect actions. I'm going to show up every single day just as I am. I'm going to show up every single day with my imperfect self because my job is to find a way to allow whatever is being given to me, whether it be a lesson at school, whatever is being training at work, that word at church, whatever it is I'm showing up to get, I'm hoping, I'm praying, I'm believing that by my inconsistent, by my commitment to showing up with my inconsistent self, somehow what I'm receiving will address my challenges with being consistent. So as you think about the rest of this month, the rest of this day, the rest of this week, stop obsessing over the fact that you are not where you want to be. Yeah, I know you started off in January and you started off with your 10-day fast and you were ready to rock and roll. But, you know, things have fallen backwards. I know. You had the business plan laid out and you were saying, this is my year. This is the time that I'm going to do exactly what I need to do in order to level up and start my business or start whatever or get a promotion at my job or get that raise. I realize that you haven't reached it yet. But you'll do yourself a disservice if you quit and say to yourself, you know what, because I'm not perfect, I should no longer show up. No. Keep showing up. You haven't reached it, but you'll never reach it if you don't show up every day. You haven't reached it, but you'll never reach it if you keep quitting and starting. You haven't reached it yet. You thought you'd be there. We're in quarter two. You thought you would reach it by, you would have reached it by now, but I get it. Life happens. Life be lifing. But the real secret to being more consistent, the real secret to ensuring that you make consistency a habit is showing up when I absolutely have no desire to be where I'm showing up. How many people who are millionaires or billionaires if you've never met that they only show up when they want to? No, though, they showed up when they didn't want to. That's how they got there. They got to where they were because they showed up when they didn't. In fact, they learned more things. Talk to them. They learned more things when they didn't want to show up than when they showed up and they wanted to be there. They had to fight through the pain, had to fight through the brain fog, had to fight through whatever it was so that they could be in prime position to get what they needed out of that day, out of that situation, and out of that lesson. Man, I hope that you were inspired by this brief episode. Yeah. I believe that brevity is powerful in some moments, right? So the next couple of weeks, we're gonna give you some brief nuggets that we hope will change your life, right? So send this out to somebody who's struggling with consistency. You go back and listen to this episode again, whether it's on video or audio. Listen to it again, take some notes, and I hope that most importantly, you will find in you the willpower, the motivation, and the discipline to be more consistent, even when you don't feel like it. All right. So I hope you were empowered today. Go be great. Most importantly, don't forget to go, grow, and glow. I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.